Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hardy is the youngest member of the Tuskegee Airmen. Thursday, he spoke at Florida A&M University. The discussion focused on racial segregation and what took place shortly after it was outlawed. I'm Blaze Gainey.
Famuans and friends, it is my distinct pleasure to present to you a true American hero, Lieutenant Colonel George E. Hardy.
Most of the time, I want to talk about what happened after racial integration took place, because those stories are not around.
Lieutenant Colonel Hardy said he wanted to join the Navy because his older brother enlisted. His dad wouldn't allow it because how the Navy treated people of color.
The whole country was segregated, but the Army and Navy were really segregated. The Army had the 9th and 10th Cavalry and infantry unit and blacks in the service, but the Navy had no officers, and the only way you can enlist in the Navy is to be a mess attendant, dealing with preparation and serving of food. That's how rigid segregation was.
Eventually, like his older brother, Hardy signed up to join the Navy. Luckily, they needed pilots, and that's all Hardy wanted to be. But after studying and passing the necessary test, he failed the physical because of his teeth.
I went to the dentist, and he said, "Nothing wrong with your teeth. The Navy will not take you." So then I realized that race is a real problem. I wanted to fly, so then I went to the Army.
Once in, he said he faced more segregation. The lieutenant colonel is from Philadelphia, and when he was stationed in Mississippi, he says he was surprised with how firm segregation was in the South, especially when trying to eat on a train.
Now, it was a shock for us going into segregation like that. But they did give us Pullman tickets. So we went Pullman tickets, riding in a dining car, for us 18-year-olds, changed in Cincinnati, and that's when it started. We still have Pullman tickets, but when we went to the dining car, we had to eat behind this curtain. Then we got off at Biloxi, Mississippi, and it got even worse, because Keister Field was rigidly segregated. Afro-Americans had their own section there, enlisted people, and they were segregated on base, but there were no colored officers there. And so when we went out to the firing range and whatnot, we were there by ourselves. And then when we left, whites would go. That's how rigid it was in those days. But we made it through.
But he said all that changed when the United States Air Force announced they would no longer segregate.
When I heard that, I was upset. For some reason, I was going to go to Lockburn. I was a pilot. That's all I was. But I knew so many people there. I had the vision that suddenly I'd go to a base that's all white. And I didn't know anyone. And I wasn't sure I wanted to face that right away.
Hardy was shipped off to Guam weeks after the integration announcement, where he was the only black person on base.
Now, those of us who went into part of integration faced problems like this. In May of 1950, I got a new squadron commander, Lieutenant Colonel Fred W. Miller. I'll never forget that name. I soon found he wouldn't talk to me, except in the line of duty. If he had a question on maintenance, he'd talk to me. But other than that, I didn't exist in his mind.
His squadron commander wouldn't allow him to fly because he was black, but he did get the chance under a new commander. Throughout the military, he faced more discrimination when trying to stay in base housing with his wife and kids. Certain communities wouldn't allow colored and white families to live in the same area. But ultimately, he says he wouldn't change a thing.
When I look back on my career and whatnot, I just feel very fortunate. And I'm just so proud of the Air Force because of the decision they made and the support that they gave someone like me.
The lieutenant colonel says now when he goes places, he sees black admirals in the Navy and in other positions that weren't allowed to be filled by colored people. He says that makes him happy for the younger generation.
Well, that's it. If kids grow up to see these pictures of people in those positions, then they can aspire to things like that, see? At least there's a hope. They say there's a path to that. And they take hope and maybe they'll study more and work harder and figure that I can make it too.